Progressive.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We're here to answer questions about your health, to take you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. We're going to take a call now and go to Howard. Hi, Howard. Welcome to the show.
Yes, I was taking blood pressure medication, and it made me impotent. Is there anything that I can do to get my virility back?
Well, the blood pressure meds depends. It depends on what your doctor has said. And unfortunately, that's one of the side effects. And it's really, I mean, it is what it is. If you take those meds, a lot of times that can happen. But they can change your medications. I mean, there's so many blood pressure medications out there that you could probably have them changed around, have your doctor work with them, and just look at different combinations and see how that works. Many doctors will be glad to work with you on that and come up with that type of situation. Now, let's talk about some options. You know, your diet plays a role with the impotence, but the drugs, if it's drug-induced, the drug's going to have to make the difference. So that's what I would do first. Talk to your doctor and make sure that, you know, they've got some options for you so you don't just feel stuck. You don't feel like you're just, you know, kind of at the mercy of the drug and the side effect. I know that's a challenge more than anything. I mean, any guy, that would be a struggle with. That's the first thing. Now, on your own, making sure that you have good choices every single day, it matters. So the food you're eating, supplements you're taking, make sure plenty of fish oil plays a big role. Exercise, making sure that you're getting plenty of exercise, because that's going to increase overall vascular flow to the body, and that is such a key during that process. So keep me posted how that goes. Don't change yourself on the medicine. Make sure your doctor works with you. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. And don't forget, so many people email me and during the week, our office, we do have what we call preferred wellness providers. These are doctors and specialists in your area that I trust and that we have set up for you to go see to get help with nutrition, lifestyle, preventative type information, just like I talk about on the show. You can call the number and they can help you. You can go online, getwellproviders.com, and they can help you. And literally, no matter what you're struggling with, you want to have better health. You want to learn what that means. You need someone to guide you. You need all this nutritional blood work that we talk about. They will help you. They will guide you through that process. So you just give them a call, 888-283-7272, and someone will direct you to the proper place for that. Now, so much is going on with our health, and so many topics out there about different disease process that's going on. Obesity is always a big topic. Seems like every time I'm on the show, we're talking about obesity. But really, the obese now outnumber the hungry. Check this out. They said there are now more obese people than hungry people in the world. Now, that's just, what's up with that? I mean, obviously, we're eating a lot, eating too much. But what is up with that? And it's creating a hardship for those who don't have enough to eat. The International Federation of the Red Cross says in 2010, there were 1.5 billion obese people and 925 million undernourished people worldwide. The humanitarian group noted that its annual World Disasters Report released this. Now, the figures highlight the disparity between the rich and poor, as well as problems caused by the recent increases in food prices, according to the Geneva-based organization. In the free interplay of the market forces, it's produced an outcome where 15% of humanity are hungry while 20% are overweight. Seriously, I mean, really, this is where you want to just go, really? Something has gone wrong somewhere, the Secretary General said in this news report. Well, I think so, too. What's gone wrong is that we have so much processed food, and we're eating so much junk food, and that's what we're spreading around to the hungry people instead of giving them good, healthy, nutritional foods. Too many carbohydrates, not enough protein, not enough healthy fats, too much sugar, too much refined carbohydrate. It's making us sick, and it's making us fat. And that's happening to us as a nation. Until we make some radical changes, until we really jump on board and make some shifts, we're going to stay where we are. Something has to change. We have to go to the next level. We have to go to the next level with our health and with our life so that we can truly get well, stay well, and live well. And when we make that change, that's where we're going to see the true victory. Give me a call right now. Let's talk about your health. 888-283-7272 or go online. You can shoot me an email there. Let's go to Henry. Hi, Henry.
Yes. Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Asa.
You got it.
I've got actually two questions. I've got the age-old problem, arthritis. And they say it's inherited. I believe it because my grandmother had it and my dad had it. It's my fingers are already in the first joint, and it's very painful. Is there anything, supplement or anything? I take a one-source vitamin, multi-mineral supplement every day with a vitamin C, also with a fish oil. Is there anything else I could take? And my second question is, my fingers tingle at times. Not all the time, but at times they feel like they're about to go to sleep.
Well, a couple things. Arthritis, for the most part, there's a lot you can do, and there's a lot you can do nutritionally to help arthritis. First thing is change your diet. Cut out wheat products and dairy products, pasteurized dairy products for the most part. And that would be all the gluten-based foods, so breads, pastas, cereals, crackers. You can do gluten-free. They make a lot of replacements for that. They'll be fine. But, I mean, that's always rule of thumb. That is always one of the first things you want to do. Raw milk is fantastic. That's going to be your best bet. Raw goat's milk is like unbelievable. It's like the silver bullet. Works fantastic. You're going to get great calcium absorption there. Just phenomenal for your overall health. But keep your fruits and vegetables high, intake of that high, good lean quality proteins, and keep your healthy fats up. Those are all premises of the anti-inflammatory diet. Now, from a supplement perspective, you always want to focus on making sure that you do things to rebuild the joints. Vitamin D is a big one, so you want to get a blood test done for that. But the big thing is making sure you keep your minerals up, minerals balanced, vitamin D up, because it is kind of the ringleader so much for all these conditions. So it's something you want to make sure you keep at a high priority. But you can do it. It's about modifying your diet, modifying your lifestyle, staying active, yes, even for your hands, and putting the right kind of foods in. You do that, keep a great attitude about it, stay consistent with it, and you're going to see a great victory. Keep me posted. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. It means if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out and get well. The question is, are you ready? Do you want to get well? Well, I hope you do. That's what we're here to help you do, is to go from where you are to where you need to be. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back right here.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralact restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralact is formulated for powerful results. Theralact, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralact, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralact.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilup, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilup. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Oh. call now, 888-283-7272. Stay connected with the show, healthcoachradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio. You can always check us out on the web. Email came in. Alex in Huntsville, Alabama, he writes, for the last couple of months, I've been walking early in the morning or waking or walking early in the morning before I go to work. I've noticed the last couple of days that I have this sharp pain in my heel. I'm about 25 pounds overweight. Is this why I'm having the pain? Well, it could be. I mean, actually, Alex, when you're dealing with that heel pain, it could be the weight. But it probably is something called plantar fasciitis. And that is something very common. A lot of people struggle with it. A lot of people deal with it. And it comes from a variety of issues. It could be inflammation in the fascia underneath the foot. That's very possible. But it also could be a vitamin deficiency. A lot of times, when people are under a lot of stress, then it can cause some issues with drop of vitamin B5, which is pantothene. And if pantothene gets low, they found that it can cause plantar fasciitis. So one thing you could do, obviously, increase your vegetables and whatnot, but the B vitamins work better when you isolate them, much better. And so vitamin B5, pantothene, you get at your local health food store or whatever, and works amazing. So if you've been under a lot of stress, now being overweight can put your body in a lot of stress, all right? But I'm talking about emotional stress. So if work life has been tough or marital life has been tough or just life has been tough, somebody's sick in your family, whatever, it can really drop those B5 levels. And it makes the adrenal level function go down, and it can cause some of that pain. Now, vitamin D can play a big role too, so getting a blood test done, that's always important. And then also don't forget calcium levels and the ability to absorb calcium is always important. Now, goat's milk yogurt is one of the best forms of calcium that we can readily absorb. So that's something to think about. And then also all the dark leafy greens, you get a ton of calcium in that as well. So a couple of things to think about as you're looking into it. If your doctor hasn't diagnosed it yet, you should go see him. At least go in, let them check it out. Push around in the fascial part of where the fascia connects to the heel and just make sure that that is what's going on. But if that is from the natural side of things or a nutritional perspective, that is what typically happens within the body. All right, physical therapy might help too. But if it's deficiency related, then you've got to replace the deficiency before you'll really get everything corrected. All right, hope that helps. 888-283-7272. You're listening to Get Well Radio. Let's go now and take a call from Pete. Pete, welcome to the show, my friend. What's up?
Well, I'm calling on behalf of my wife. Okay. Normally healthy, very active, watches what she eats very closely, has been a big proponent of natural solutions and those kinds of things. And she is suffering from atrial fibrillation, and she's racked her brain and, you know, trying to figure out where has this come from. And the only thing that she could think of back during February of this year, she had a really severe upper respiratory infection, may well have been influenza. I don't know. At that time, I was an over-the-road trucker, and I was on the road, and she went to she did go to the doctor and was prescribed antibiotics. So I assume there was some kind of infection going on there for sure, bacterial. But I was also wondering, could it have been viral? And what are some of the microorganisms that can cause that kind of heart issue? Sometimes her heart will go into fibrillation for days on end in and out of fibrillation. And I just wanted to get your read on it and get some of the advice that that you put out on that subject.
Okay. Well, let's talk about it for just a moment, because AFib can come from a variety of places. Number one, the question I would have is, has she been to her doctor and had been fully evaluated and they don't know, or you have not done that yet?
Actually, she has. She had her primary care physician.
Did they do an EKG and all of that?
I'm sorry, I missed your question.
Did they do an EKG and all the testing as well?
Oh yes, yeah, and the echo as well, and so they have EKG of her in fibrillation, EKG of her when she is normal, and did the echo and the whole thing. So.
And what did they do? Did they put her on some meds, or what were there? I mean, what
actually?
Because typically not. What did they do?
Now, yeah, she is on a med. Well, they tried a couple of drugs that did not help. In fact,
yeah, okay.
Worse. And but they do have her on a drug now that does seem to show some promise. She's actually been a couple of days without fibrillation.
What did they put her on?
Grab my reading glasses here. It looks like. Flecainide.
Okay.
And also another one, diltiazem.
Yeah, diltiazem. Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, so she's taking those two meds and she's doing better, right? It's keeping her out of the days on end of being in AFib.
Right. It's controlling it. We were just wondering what caused it.
Well, there's a lot of things that can cause it. Sometimes stress can trigger it. Sometimes it can come out of nowhere. Sometimes it can be something as simple as a deficiency in the body. Literally, a B vitamin deficiency can trigger AFib. Matter of fact, the B vitamins are the multivitamins of the heart. Let me do this. We're going into commercial break because I've got a couple of questions I want to ask you. AFib is a big topic. A lot of people struggle with it. It creeps up on people out of nowhere. And, you know, many times it's kind of like just give them a couple of meds. Standard of care is to just give a couple of meds like they've done. And just hope for the best. Keep an eye on it, you know, as we do typically in medicine. So hang tight. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. We'll go into some more natural solutions to that and some options when we come back. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio right here. You've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Six, safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Call right now with questions about your health. Going to the break, we're talking with Pete. His wife's been dealing with AFib, which is a big deal. It's a big deal because a lot of people struggle with it. It can be very scary, as you've probably figured that out, Pete, especially for her. Especially when your heart goes into these irregular beats, and it does it for quite some time. But we were talking about that, and you were wanting to know the cause of it. And like I said, the doctors really didn't give you an answer for that. They put you on medicine, or put her on medicine, and that's about it. Well, the reality is, we see a couple things. One, it can be the thyroid gland, and the thyroid gland is the regulator of the heart. And a lot of times, if the thyroid gland is not working properly, if the lab values are off, and many times it will really not be representing itself well, and it can cause the heart to have these regular beats. The other are B vitamins. B vitamins are the multivitamins of the heart. We've always known that, and pretty amazing, actually. Literally, with somebody that has an AFib going on, and you increase B vitamins exponentially in their diet, whether it's with dark leafy greens or even at that level, really when you're doing when you're having AFib that goes on continually, the B vitamins work very well with a concentrated, like a multi-B complex. That's what they found. And so if you haven't done that, and you might want to talk to someone at a health food store locally in your area, that can help you with it. But they work very well in getting those B vitamins up because they're water soluble. You know, B vitamins can go in and out of the body in 3 or 4 hours and be gone. And the body can utilize them. And the other thing I had a question for you, Pete, was, is she on any other medicine prior to this? Like, was she taking a statin drug or cholesterol or anything else?
No, sir.
Okay. And she's what age?
Oh, like I said, normally healthy, and that's what really got us both going over it, because there's no family history of this kind of thing. You're right, it does scare her very much. We watched my mother die from a series of strokes caused by the same thing. But of course, there's no blood relation to her. But it is quite scary for her.
Does she have a history of anxiety at all?
No, sir, I wouldn't say so.
Okay. Never has had any issues sleeping or anything like that?
No, generally sleeps well.
Okay, well, good. And those are a couple of things. I mean, if her diet is, you know, relatively healthy and she's following a good plan, or has some kind of plan that she's following. You know, I'm a big fan of the anti-inflammatory diet, making sure that, you know, you stay off of a lot of the grains that contain gluten in them. A lot of the pasteurized cow's milk, dairy, for the most part, those kind of foods need to be avoided. So breads, pasta, cereal, crackers. If you do include grains in the diet, make sure they're gluten-free. There's a lot of, items out there. There's pasta, there's breads, and different flours she can cook and bake with if she's into that are very, very good for overall health. Gluten is a big culprit, and it creates a lot of inflammation in the gut, but it can also trigger a lot of other weird stuff in the body, and AFib could be one of them. So it's just something to clear out of the body just to see how the body responds. Always smart to go to the diet first. And it's not really an organism that's causing it so much. I know we talked about, you mentioned that earlier. It's more of a deficiency. And the body's not getting something that it needs. Here's another key. If all of her thyroid numbers are good, and they check all of them, including the TPO antibody, which is a thyroid peroxidase antibody, which could show potential cause for Hashimoto's or any autoimmune process of the thyroid, okay? If there is sometimes not having iodine in the body, because we don't really have it in our diet at all, and iodine is an essential trace mineral for the thyroid gland to function properly. And so that could be a hidden underlying little issue that might not be there. Broda Barnes wrote about that in the book. He's an endocrinologist, but he wrote a book about iodine and the thyroid. And it's a really, really good read if you're interested in that sort of thing. And it really talks a lot about iodine and the exact function of the thyroid and how we just don't have it in our diet and how important it is. And that's why we're seeing so much issue with the thyroid. Not that she has hypothyroidism, which is low thyroid, but it is the regulator for the heart rate and her heartbeat. So something to consider as you're looking through in your process as well. Okay, thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You want to give us a call? We'll talk about your health. And we'll talk about your life. So much is going on. Now, we know divorce is a big issue, and it causes a lot of stress in people's lives. But they're saying now that there are things like hair loss, which is linked to tragedies like divorce that people go through because they increase their smoking and their drinking. But they say hair loss, the preliminary findings from new studies of male and female identical twins suggest that a broad range of lifestyle factors, including stress, smoking, heavy drinking, and except the highest risk for hair loss at the midline, which means the widening part in men, the genes seem to be the biggest predictor of balding through smoking, drinking, stress, and sun exposure. But although they may sound discouraging, the experts say the research comes with a silver lining. Adopting a healthier habit and controlling stress can sometimes help the hair come back. So there might be hope. Cut down the stress and maybe the hair will start coming back. You don't need Rogaine after all. So part of it is to manage what you can, they said. Dr. Doris Day. Yes, that is Dr. Doris Day. A dermatologist in Lenox Hill Hospital in New York City who was involved in the research said the sooner you address it, the better your chancing of having a quick hair recovery. So watch the stress, but definitely if you're going through stress, so it's important. Dealing with feelings, dealing with emotions, dealing with stress, dealing with life is so important for our health. And when it comes down to it, so much of our health really comes from the mind. And that's really true. As you think, so you are. That is a very true statement. And by controlling our thoughts and controlling what goes on in our mind, it really will determine the kind of health that you're going to have. So true and so important. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Call me right now with questions about your health. Let's go now and get into another question with Eugene. Eugene, welcome.
Hey, how you doing, Doc?
I'm living well, man. What's up?
I am just turned 55 this year and a very avid tennis player. In fact, I'm headed back right now. We won the state championship.
Great. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that. And during that time, it was like 82 to 85 degrees. I played 6 matches in 2 days, and I play a lot like that. I'm very active, but I cannot lose like the belly fat. Used to, I could just drop off 20 or 25, but it seems like now that I've got from about 50 to 51 on, unless I just want to just starve myself, it doesn't seem like I lose any weight whatsoever. But I'm one of those people that if I do that and then I remain very active, my blood sugar likes to drop real fast. And okay. So, but as long as I eat well and, you know, seem like I'm full, I'm like one of those people that, when I don't have food, I don't like run out of gas.
Yeah.
You know,
I know it.
But my question is, you know, is there something that has actually happened since I've moved into this period of my life that actually causes me to retain weight, like in my midsection? You know, is there something I can do to keep eating a good amount and still drop some weight?
Well, yes to all that. So, yes, you've come into a phase of life at 55 or in your 50s. Let's just call it your mid-50s. Let's just say that range. And your testosterone levels will naturally want to drop. Now, this is depending. I'm just telling you in general. Testosterone levels will drop. Growth hormone levels will drop. Those are very big ones for belly fat. Also, your cortisol levels are going to go up if you're playing tennis that often. So you'll need to do some things to really cover that as well. Cortisol is a stress hormone that's produced by our adrenal glands. When it stays up, then we increase our belly fat and body fat. So that needs to be regulated just a little bit. One of the things that's really important, I mean, I can tell you just some little tidbits. Like, for example, green tea helps block cortisol levels and will help lower the belly fat. That's just one easy thing to do. Curcumin is another herb that can work very well. It's almost spice, really, that works very well at blocking cortisol and can cut down estrogen. Men tend to carry more estrogen these days, especially if your testosterone level begins to drop. So getting nutritional blood analysis done from a nutritional perspective, I think, is very important for any person over the age of 40 and have it done every 6 months. I think it's vital. It's very different than your traditional blood test that you'll get done at your primary care office. It's more preventative, and it has just a host of different tests that will find out any type of nutritional deficiencies. There's a great company that does that called Natural Care Network. You go to naturalcarenetwork.com and check that out. They do that. It's at a very reasonable price, and I'm a big fan of that company. For supplements and all, there's a lot of great things out there with research behind it. Things like conjugated linoleic acid, and there's some combination formulas that are put together. There's what's called a weight loss protocol. If you go to lifestyleresearch.org, it's lifestyleresearch.org, there's a weight loss protocol there that I'm a big endorser of. And the reason is we help formulate it. It's great, and it works fantastic at cutting down belly fat. It works at stabilizing hormones as well. So pretty cool stuff. So that is something that can be very helpful. But more than anything, your diet plays a key. My book, Empowering Your Health, has the anti-inflammatory diet in there. And you do need to keep your calories up, don't mind, you know, mind you, with all the activity that you have. But keeping the different ratios, proteins, fats, and carbs, that's all important too. So you might want to check that out. Keep me posted on how it goes.
Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus worked for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they had to say. Dennis from New Jersey writes, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I am very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Suzanne from Maryland writes, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he doesn't have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boosts libido and sexual function. Call 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619. To try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free, call now and get a free bottle with your order. Call 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177. 201-945-1177. EvolveYourself.com.
Live healthy online at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
Open 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to some healthy talk radio, Get Well Radio, where we can help you get well, stay well, and live well. Call in with questions about your health live as well. Talk with you then. Love to catch those questions. If you can check us out on Facebook as well. Scripture for the day comes from chapter 103, verse 1. It says, "Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being praise his holy name." Different versions say it different ways, but it still stays the same, and it's powerful. And it's true. Keeping God first in your life, you'll be amazed what the great physician can do with you if you'll just let him. When you give praise, life changes. Nothing sweeter to his ears than praise out of your lips, that's for sure. And watch what he'll do to bless your life. 888-283-7272. You know, they talk about cancer risk. We talk about it all the time. And what's interesting about it is they're now found some genetic testing, possibly. ABC News reported on this. But September is Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month, and it's also Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And obviously those are two big ones that we need to be concerned about. But it's extremely difficult to determine which women will develop breast cancer or ovarian cancer. But now they're saying there's some genetic testing, and it's true. The BRCA testing, which has been around for quite some time with breast cancer, is phenomenal and is a great tool that a lot of cancer treatment centers are using. But who should be considering the testing? Well, people who have been diagnosed with cancer and have a strong family history of cancer can consider the genetic testing, and I do think that's smart. Did some training of mine in my medical training in an oncology center, a large oncology center, and that was a huge part of their protocol. And I can tell you that so many women were helped by having the genetic testing done. Phenomenal. Very smart to do. It's a little expensive, but it's smart. Now more insurance companies are covering it, which is great. It used to be a lot of out-of-pocket, but they're covering it more now. Medicare is even covering it. But the red flags to consider are anyone in your family who's developed cancer at a young age, and multiple family members who develop cancer. So if you're experienced, if you have bilateral cancer in any of the breasts, anyone in your family, rather, it's important to get that checked. The BRCA1, BRCA2 are the human genes that belong to a class of genes known as tumor suppressors. And testing for any woman who's been diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and for any woman who have been diagnosed with any type of breast cancer at age 45 or younger, be an issue with here. So getting that testing done, phenomenal, and should be something that every woman should consider if it's a strong link going on in your family. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Nicole in Cullman, Alabama writes, "My mom just turned 80. Each year, her arthritis seems to be getting worse. Now she can hardly get out of bed in the morning with her joints aching. What can I do to help her?" Well, there's a lot you can do, Nicole. I mean, the first thing is you're reaching out. You're looking for information. I think that's great. Arthritis, I'm assuming that this is osteoarthritis, not rheumatoid. Okay? So let's talk osteo for just a moment, because they're totally different forms of arthritis. Rheumatoid arthritis is autoimmune. which means the body's attacking itself. And then osteoarthritis is more of the wear and tear, degeneration. The body's not utilizing vitamin D. It's not utilizing calcium. It's having more of a breakdown within the joints and the connective tissue than it should. So there's a lot you can do. And for osteoarthritis, really the diet plays a big role. And I say this a lot. I'm going to go to it every single time, because the diet is the key. Anytime you have an itis, arthritis, any form of itis, remember itis means inflammation. So what do you want to do? First things first, is you want to remove as much inflammation as you can from the body. And it always starts in the digestive tract, in the gut. And so by cutting that down, it makes a big difference. So one of the things you want to focus on, especially with arthritis, is cutting out all the inflammatory foods. In my book, I've got the anti-inflammatory diet. So you can go through there, look at all the foods that create inflammation and the foods that will not. And it gives you a great guideline for that. The book is called Empowering Your Health, and you can pick it up at empoweringyourhealth.com. Now, the other thing for arthritis, making sure vitamin D is at healthy levels. Well, the healthy levels are really above number 35, but keeping it between 70 and 90 in that blood test is so important. So having your physician run that test is vital, in my opinion. So that's a big key, what we're finding out. Boron levels in the body are important too, as well as higher vitamin C levels. And you can get a lot of that from your food sources. Nuts, almonds, walnuts, seeds, plenty of boron in those. And then, of course, you get your vitamin C levels up, fruits and vegetables as well. And then vitamin D is going to come from sunlight, yes, but also from your diet. I'm a big fan of fish oils like cod liver oil or a good DHA oil that will help tremendously in your overall process of getting your vitamin D levels up. And dairy can help. Goat's milk yogurt is a big one. I'm a big fan. So if you do yogurt at all, go for the goat's milk. It's a better quality, unless you're doing raw. Now, if you go raw, like if you can get in a co-op with a cow, someone that owns a cow or has a farm, the raw milk is the best. I mean, unbelievably the best. So good for your body, so healthy. Not skim, not all the fat-free. I'm talking about the real deal, straight from the cow. That can be very beneficial. But goat's milk, if you get straight raw goat's milk, now that is liquid gold. So a couple things to think about as you're going through that with arthritis. But, yeah, I mean, making sure her diet is really, really strong and consider doing a partial fast day a week. She'll need to check with her doctor about doing that. But I talk all about that in my book, something you want to check out. Puts another hour in the charts. My life air producer, Jay Patrick. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go check one person, something you learn on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. You've heard about essential oils and the importance of using them every single day. Check out what actual customers have to say.
My name is Jenny Green, and after major surgery, I contracted C. diff, which is a super bacteria that almost killed me, but I got real serious about it. And after 10 days in the hospital, the vancomycin and all of the prescriptions that the doctors had me on weren't working, and they told me that I needed to prepare to maybe not be around anymore. And it was that night that I called my aromatherapist, who brought in a couple little bottles of essential oils, and those oils saved my life. And it's just wonderful and empowering to know that I have these wonderful, pure things that can help with our health care and not always have to turn to doctors.
Interested in essential oils? Find out for yourself. Check out thechildsolution.com. That's thechildsolution.com.